This year, Amir to Hashem, we'll cover the material from Vav Amud Aleph to Vav Amud Beis to catch up. We were in the Gemara last time. We were discussing the long sugya of Baal Ta'acher, and we're discussing how to darshan the various psukim as to the scope of the law of Baal Ta'acher and where it applies to which different kinds of karbanos, to which different kinds of mitzvos, nedarim, nedavos, Tzedakah, Meiser, and the Gemara was dealing with the end of the pasuk of the Hayah B'chachet, that if a person fails to bring these things properly on time, they'll violate a sin. And the Gemara was darshaning, what does it mean, V'Hayah B'chachet? The Gemara was learning, V'Hayah B'chachet teaches us, V'Hayah B'chachet, V'lo B'Karban Chachet, that you will have the sin, and your karban will not have the sin. In other words, even if you bring the karban too late, and you violate Baal Ta'acher, you're still Yotze the Karban. That's what the Gemara was saying. And the Gemara wanted to know, why do we need that pasuk? Can we learn that from a different source, from the Acherim? And that was a source that regarding Bechor, where the Acherim in the Brisa learn out from Bechor that even if you bring Bechor late, you're still Yotze the Karban. So why do we still need the pasuk of Hayah B'chachet? And the Gemara explained that we still need the pasuk of Hayah B'chachet because we would think that it's only true by Bechor that bringing it late doesn't pass the Korban because a Bechor is lav bar hatzahu. It doesn't give you kapara. But other karbanos that give you kapara, you might think that bringing it late passes the Korban. Kamash Malan, we have the pasuk of Hayah B'chachet to teach us that this is not so. So the Gemara, literally the last word on Heyam Beis, asks, Va'akati, but still, and turn the page, Mi Divin Azay Nafka, meaning we still don't need the pasuk of V'Hayah B'Chachet, because we learn the halacha that the carbon is not nifsal from Ben Azay. Titania Ben Azay Omer, the Brisa says, Ben Azay says, Oso, the pasuk says, when regarding by Pigul, Oso, meaning you shall not bring the carbon. Matam lomar. What does Oso teach me? Vifisha namar lo sa'acher l'shamo. Because the pasuk by Baal Ta'acher says you shall not delay to bring the korban. Shomeani af ma'acher nidro bibaye ratze. You might think that someone who delays bringing their korban also passes the korban. Their baye ratze, the korban is not meratze. What do we mean here? Because the pasuk that Ben Azay is dealing with is the pasuk of Pigul. Pigul is a concept if you bring a korban with the condition that you're going to eat the meat from the korban beyond the proper time. So that's the intent that you have for the korban, which is to eat the meat of the korban not in its proper time. So that's something called pigul. And if you have a machshava, a thought of pigul when you want to bring the korban, that makes the korban invalid. So the pasuk by pigul says, oh, so you shall that this korban shall not be valid, meaning lo yiratzeh. Hamakriv Oso. The one who brings his korban will not be yotze. So again, the Gemara says, what does Oso teach me? Lefisha ne'amar lo sa'acher l'shalmo shome'ani af ma'acher nidro. You might think this applies even someone who delays their korban. Someone who delays their korban also has a problem of bevayi ratzeh. Just as by pigul you're not yotze, so too by delaying your korban. Tamalomar. That teaches us, no, Oso. The pasuk of Oso teaches us a miut, an exception. Oso b'lo yiratzeh. Pigul has lo yiratzeh that you're not yotzei. Ve'ein ma'acher nidro b'lo yiratzeh. But someone who delays their karban is not over on b'yiratzeh. So the Gemara's question is, why do I need V'Hayah B'Chachet to teach me that your karban isn't nifsal? Can't learn that already out from Oso, because Oso teaches me that your karma is only nifsal when it comes to Pigul and not when it comes to Baal Ta'acher. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet. What does that mean? That you violate the sin of Baal Ta'acher and your wife doesn't violate the sin of Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara explains, because Sakadai techamina hov amar Rabbi Yochanan v'itim Rabbi Lazar. I might have thought, since Rabbi Yochanan says, and some say it was Rabbi Lazar, ein ishto shel adam mesa, el im kein mevakshin mimenu mamon, that a person, chas v'sham, their wife doesn't die from this world unless someone is demand unless there is a tviya, there's a claim against them for money that they stole, ve'ein lo, and you have nothing to pay back. So kilu chas v'sham, you're paying back with the life of your spouse. Shene'emar, im ein lecha l'shalem, if you have nothing to pay back, Lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtacha. Why should they take away literally your couch, the woman that you sleep with, from beneath you? So that the pasuk is saying, like, the pasuk is saying euphemistically that if you don't have what to pay back, you'll get punished in such a horrible way. So Gemara says, "Ema b'hai avon de bal ta'acher nami ishtome." So you might think also when it comes to bal ta'acher, your wife would chas v'shalom die because you have nothing to pay back. Kamash malan, that's not the case. So really, really, the Gemara is saying now we can learn out that a person doesn't passel their karma for bringing it late from a different pasuk, from Oso by Pigel. What does V'hai b'chachet by Bal Tachar teach me? It teaches me that despite the fact that a person could chas v'shalom be punished for this the sin of theft, he's not punished, and with the loss of his spouse, he's not punished in that way for Bal Ta'acher. Okay, let's do Rashi on the top of Vav and Aleph. Oso matam lomar, b'toras karanim tani la gabe pigul hu lo yeratzeh hamakriv oso lo yechashev. The Sifra in Toras Karanim learns by pigul hu lo yeratzeh, you shall not be yotze your karban, hamakriv oso lo yechashev. The one who brings the korban it shall not count for him. Lo yechashev. It shall not count for him. Okay? So, now we're going to go back into the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. But the point of that Rashi is just to show us that even the words of the pasuk are not the same as the way the Sifra reads them. The way the pasuk actually reads Kipshuto is that Lo Yeratza Hamakriv Oso Lo Yechashev. But the way the Sifra reads it is Hu Lo Yeratza Hamakriv Oso. Then just to bear out the point that a person is not yotze their karban. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa. So back to this is another pasuk describing things that you have obligated yourselves in. Motzos vasecha, the things that come out of your mouth, the words of your mouth, zu mitzvos asay, that requires you to be mekayim mitzvos asay, that you indebted yourself to Hashem. Tishmor, you shall guard yourself from zu mitzvos lo asay. That teaches me that not only are you violating a mitzvah saseh if you fail to uphold that which you indebted yourself to Hashem, but you also violate a lo saseh. V'asisa, and you shall do, azhar lebezdin shiyasucha, that gives bezdin the responsibility to make sure that you do this. Kasher nadarta, as you took a neder, zen neder. This refers to neder, harei alai karban, like we discussed in the last year, when a person obligates themselves in a korban without specifying which korban it's going to be. La'ashem elokecha, to Hashem your God, elu chataos v'ashamos olos u'shlamim, all different types of korbanos. Nidava kimashma'o, nidava, like it's pashup sha, which means a korban nidava, where you say, this should be your korban, and specify a specific animal. Asher dibarta, that of that which you spoke, elu kachi v'rekabayis, that's referring to kachim berakabayis, kachim that a person, again, donates a certain object to the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. Beficha, with your mouth, zu tzedakah. So all these things, a person has to pay them back on time. Like we've discussed, there'll be problems of Bal Ta'acher with them, and that's why zu mitzvah saseh, you're supposed to do it. That's motzvah secha. Tishmor zu mitzvah lo saseh, you would violate the a lo sase regarding it. And the Gemara says, Amar Mar. The Gemara explains this braisa. Motzvos vasecha, zu mitzvos asei. Lamali. What do I need to know that you violate a mitzvos asei? We already know that from the Gemara in Daf Dalet. Mi uvasa shama veivesa shama nafka. Right? In the Gemara in Daf Dalet, I'm a base within the view of Rabbi Meir, who thinks, again, remember, to reach back, the Rabbi Meir thinks you only need one regal to violate Bal Ta'acher. And the Gemara explained, according to the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Meir, they learn from the pasuk uvasa shama vesa shama vevesim shama, that you violate a mitzvah saseh. You are mevatel a mitzvah saseh. So what do I need motzvah vasecha to teach when they violate a mitzvah saseh? I already know that from uvasa shama vevesim shama. And the Gemara says, the Gemara also asks, Tishmar zumitzas losaaseh. What do I need to know that Tishmar is a special losaaseh? Lamali, what do I need that for? Milo ta'acher l'shamo nafka, from the fact that there's a lava bal ta'acher. So this breis is very difficult. The Gemara is going to keep on asking questions. So again, the first question is, what do I need motzus asecha to teach me that you're over on a mitzvah saseh? We already have uvat hashama v'mesem shama from Daf Dalin. And what do I need tishmor for lo saseh? I already have lo sa'acher l'shamo. The asis, and you shall do it. Azhar lebezin shiasucha. The bezin is responsible to take care of it. Lomali, I don't need that either. I already have miyakrivo sonafka, that he shall bring his korban. Detanya, the Brisa says in many places, yakrivo so, he shall bring his korban. Melamed shakofenoso, that teaches us that bezin can force you to bring the korban. Yachoba karcho, you might think that they can force you to bring the korban against your will. Tam lomar liritzono, the pasuk says it has to be for your will. Haketzad, how can you be forced to bring something with your will? Kofenoso achiyomer rotzani, he can be forced until he says rotzani, until he agrees to bring the korban. So we have three questions. What do I need motzis vasecha for an asay? What do I need tishmor for a los asay? And what do I need for asisa, that bezdin can force you to bring a korban? So the Gemara explains for all of them. Chad to Amar Vilo Afrish, V'chad Sha'afrish Vilo Akriv. That one scenario, we need all these three cases for an Alav and Naseh and Bezdin being Kofa, is a person said he'll bring a korban, but he never separated the korban. Another case is a person separated the korban, but he didn't do it. So he wouldn't bring the korban. So in both these cases, we need to know that you violate all these things. Vitzricha, we need both of them. Diash minan amar velo afrish. If we had learned by a person said he would bring it and didn't designate the korban, mishum delo kaim ledibure. That's because he never fulfilled his word. Aval afrish velo akriv. But a person who separates the korban and doesn't bring it. So, Ema Kolhecha de Isei, Begaza de Rachmana Isei, we would think that since the person has separated the korban, wherever it is, it's as if it's in the Begaza of Hashem. Begaza is like the treasury house. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying like this. I understand the case where you say you're going to bring a korban, you never separate the korban, that you violate all of these lavim because you didn't follow through. But in a case where you separated the korban and just didn't bring the korban, it's as if Hashem owns it anyway. It's as if the Beis Hamikdash owns the animal anyway. So what's the violation of Baal Ta'acher? Tzricha, it teaches me that there's still Baal Ta'acher here. And again, those are interesting words. Kol hecha di'isei be'gazei rachman di'isei, as if it's in the treasury house of Hashem. V'iyash me'ina, and now we'll go the other way. If I learn by the case of Afrish v'lo Akriv, where you separated the korban but didn't bring the korban, to kamashi legabe, because you're delaying the mitzvah. So therefore, it's in a sense worse, because it's almost, you could do it right away, you're not doing it. But aval amar v'lo afresh, but a person, in a case where he says he's going to bring a korban, but doesn't set it aside, ema dibura loiklum, who, maybe his dibur doesn't count for anything. Maybe his speech doesn't count for anything, so therefore there shouldn't be bal ta'acher, tzricha. So, that's why we need that case of Amar Velo Afresh. So again, the Gemara asked, what do we need these two psukim for? They tell us the same thing, that there's a lav and an asay and bezdin forcing you. So we need one case for a case, we need one pasuk for a case of where a person brought upon themselves a korban but didn't separate the korban, because you might have thought that was nothing because he didn't even separate the korban. And we need the case of where a person separated the korban but wouldn't bring the korban, because you might have thought that's already all the way there, because Hashem, as if he has the korban already. And now the Gemara is going to go further. Umi matzis amrit. How could you say that? The amar velo afrish. The one of the cases where a person said it and didn't designate the korban. V'hanidava ksiva. But the pasuk says nidava, which implies that you actually separated the korban. Utznan. And the Mishnah says ezehu neder. What's considered a neder? Like we've spoken about before, Haomer Harei Alai Ola. A person takes upon themselves an ola. Ve'ezu hi nidava. What's a nidava? Ha'omer ha'rezu orla. You designate this specific carbon as an ola. Uma be neder nidava. What's the difference between neder and nidava? We've spoken about this out before. Neder meis onignav. If a neder is stolen or dies, chayav b'achriyuso, you're responsible to pay it back because you designated this specific carbon. Nidava, but a nidava meis onignav. If it dies or gets stolen, eino chayav b'achriyuso, you're not obligated to pay it back. So either way you look at it, the pasuk is talking about nidavos. So a case of nidavos that you designate, there's no case of where you say you're going to be a korban and didn't separate it, because that's automatically what a nidava is. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, Mishkach Asla, Kigon de Amar, Hare Alai Ola, Amenas, She'eni, Chayav Bachriyusa. You basically say Hare Alai Ola. You're taking a neder with the tnai of a nidava, because Hare Alai Ola usually means a neder. So you say Hare Alai Ola, which is the equivalent of a neder, on the condition that you're not obligated to if it gets lost. So that's an amazing thing. That's not a case where you separated the korban, but you treated al pidin halachically as if it's a nidava. So even though you didn't separate it, has the halachic status of a nidava for this din, and therefore we can still have a case of Amar Velo Afrish, of where you said to bring a korban but you didn't actually bring the korban, even by nidava. Okay. So let's catch up in the Rashi's. Rashi Duramaskil Motzus Fasecha Zu Mitzvah Sase. The second Rashi on Vav and Aleph. Motzus Fasecha, the words of your mouth, that's a mitzvah sase. To mistam hachi amar kra, motzus fasecha kayem. The Torah basically said, keep what you say. Tishmar, you shall guard. Zu mitzvah lo sase. That's a mitzvah lo sase. Shalot ha'acher, that you shouldn't delay. Kidder of Avin Amar Bilai. Like Rav Avin Amar Bilai says, Kol makom shenemar hishamar pen va'al. The Gemara Minachos and Taitas says, whenever the Torah uses the language of hishamar, refrain, pen, maybe, al, don't, that implies that you're going to violate a lav. V'asisa, and you shall do it, al karchach, against your will, mikan, azhar lebezin lachuf, that bezin is responsible to force you, lashem alokecha, to Hashem your God, kra yaseirahu ledrasha, lirabos davar shebechova, to include things that are obligatory. Beficha, in your mouth, zut tzedaka, krayisei radarsh, it's teaching us an extra pasuk. The extra pasuk is teaching us tzedaka, because beficha is unnecessary. Yakriv oso el pesach al moed, you shall bring it to the pesach of... You shall bring it to the Ol Moed. Again, this is the pasuk that the Gemara used to show from a different context that a person can be forced to bring their karbanos. You shall bring him to the Pesach Ol Moed. Yakriv oso krayiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk there. Daksiv bereisha yakrivenu. Because that pasuk says you shall bring the karban. So yakriv oso means they can schlep him to the Beis HaMikdash and make him bring the karban. So why do we need these two psukim? Isn't it unnecessary? No, chad amar. One case is alai velo ifrisha. Person says, I'll bring a korban, but doesn't separate the korban. And the Gemara asks, that can't be. Va nedava ksiva. It says nedava, so he must have separated the korban. Ubekra de bal ta'acher, nami rabinon le, b'gzeir shava. And the pasuk of bal ta'acher includes it with a gzeir shava. So the Gemara says, no. Meis o nignav. And meso nignav, that's the distinction between neder and nedava. Im hifrisho lachar zman, if you separate it for an extended period of time, if it gets lost or stolen. So by neder, you're chayav for it, by nedava, you're not. So how do I have amar velo ifrisha? Mishkachas la de amar velo ifrish, v'havi nedava, that you said you would bring the korban, but didn't bring the korban, didn't separate the korban, sorry. That has the status of nedava. Kagon, like a case of de amar hare alai ola, Amenas. A person says, I'm responsible for an ola on condition that what? Shekisha afrishana, that when I separated, lo ischayev bachriyusa. I won't be responsible for it. So therefore, that has the status of nedava, and you can have a case of nedava where it's the equivalent of amar velo ifrish, where you said you're going to bring the korban, but didn't separate the korban. So says the Gemara further, back in the Gemara, Beficha zu tzedakah, in your mouth, or with your mouth, this refers to tzedakah. Amar Rava, utzedakah mechayev alala alter, but tzedakah, you should be chayev for right away. Even though we say there's some kind of bal ta'acher through gimel regalim and daf dalet, it should be right away because the my taima da kaimi aniyim, because the aniyim are right there. The aniyim are waiting for you to give tzedakah. So you can't wait. You can't wait any time to give tzedakah. Let's say, for example, you take a neder around Yom Tif time. The aniyim are available right then. So what does it mean that even though there is a special lav of Baal Ta'acher, so really Rava argues, Rava thinks you violate tzedakah right, you violate Baal Ta'acher of tzedakah right away. That's an amazing thing. Pshita, the Gemara says, why would you think that tzedakah has anything to do with the regalim? Mao de seima kaven de binyan de karbanos ksiva. Ad avri Allah shlosha regalim ki karbanos. You might think because the psukim puts tzedakah by karbanos, it's written in the same context. So you might need three regalim to violate like karbanos. Kamash milan hasam hu de talinu rachmana regalim aval hacha lo. They're really only by karbanos does a person have three regalim to violate bal ta'acher, but by tzedakah not. Tashkich yanim. Because the aniyim are available right away. So Rava's chiddush here is that even though the Gemara has tzedakah in the context of Baal Ta'acher, it doesn't really mean it. So that's very important because, again, from the Gemara on Daf Dalid, we didn't get that impression. We would think that tzedakah was included because it's on that long list of all these things that Baal Ta'acher applies to. So the halacha really is, according to Rava, that Baal Ta'acher after Gimel Regalim is not applicable to Tzedakah. Tzedakah you can violate right away. So you might think that, and what was the Havamina? You might think that since the Psukim are written in the context of Karbanos, with Tzedakah as well, it has the rules of Karbanos attached to it. Kamash Milad not. Amar Rava, and Rava has a second Chiddush. Kevan Sha'avra Lav Regel Echad over Be'esei. So again, it's not really a chiddush because the Rabbanan learn that you can be over an asay right away as well. But Rava's speaking out that view. Kevin sha'avra lav regel echad over ba'asay. Once you pass one regel, you violate nisr asay based on uvasa shama v'hevesem shama, which is what Rashi quotes. Even though the Rabbanan require at least three regalim, depending on which view, to violate Baal Ta'acher, you can still violate the asay of Vavasa Shama Vesem Shama right away from one regel. So the Gemara asks, Mesi ve, heid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Papias, Avlad Shlamim, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias gave testimony about the offspring of a Shlamim. I mean, a person, again, separate to Korban for a Shlamim, that animal gives birth. She yikrav Shlamim, that should be brought as a Shlamim. Amr Rabbi Papias, ani meid shahaisalanu para shal zivchei shlamim. We had a para, a cow for zivchei shlamim, vachal nua be Pesach. We ate it Pesach time, vachal nu vlada, and we ate its vachal nu vlad shlamim bechag, and we ate the vlad, the offspring of it, by Sukkot time. Bishlamet be Pesach, lo akrivua, emor de mechushos man hava, meaning. I understand they couldn't bring it by Pesach because maybe it was Mechusar Zman. What does it mean? It was lacking in its time. Why? What would be Mechusar Zman? So Rashi explains, we'll see it inside, that maybe it wasn't alive for 8 days. Again, the mother gave birth and the offspring, in order to bring an offspring as a korban, it needs to have been alive at least for 8 days. So maybe it wasn't alive for 8 days. Maybe it was the animal gave birth Pesach time and you didn't and it wasn't alive for the full time. But if we think like Rava saying that you violate Baal Ta'acher with one regel, so why they wait till Sukkot? El avlada ba'atzeres hechi mashi leva avri alei ba'asei. How, if you violate the Isser Asay through one regel, how could they delay Hechim Vlada Batzeres to bring their offspring of the behemoth by Shavuos? Hechim Mashile, how could they delay to Sukkis? The Avrile Basein, they're over on Asay. So what does the Gemara explain? Gemara answers, Amrav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Rizvid brings the answer from Rava, could go and turn the page, Shahaya Chola Batzeres. Really, the behema was sick on Atzeres. So since the behema was unwell, the Vlad behema was unwell, if the behema is unwell, it can't be brought on the Mizbeach. So really, Rava makes a new kimta that really, if it was fit for Hakrava, for bringing it as a korban, it would have been brought already from Shavuos, but the fact that it wasn't fit for a korban because it was unwell, they delayed till Sukkos. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives a different answer. Va'achalnu vlada shlamim b'chag diktani. When it says we ate the vlad of the shlamim, meaning the offspring of this animal on a yamtiv, chag Shavuos, it's referring to Shavuos. So that's an amazing thing. Really, according to Ravashi, they ate the korban on Shavuos, and not on Sukkos. Chag usually means Sukkos, but Ravashi says here it's referring to Shavuos. So there's no question at all on Rava, because they really brought that the Vlad right away. V'idach. So why didn't Rosvid give that answer that Chag means Shavuos? Because Kol Hecha de Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. The reason for that is because whenever it says Pesach, it usually says Atzeres right after. Chag is usually not Atzeres. Chag usually means Sukkos. Usually, Shavuos is referred to as Atzeres. The fact that it says the language of Chag gives Rizvid the understanding that it's referring to Sukkos. Amar Rava. Rava has another Chiddush. Again, we have all these Chiddushim of Rava. One about Tzedakah, that Tzedakah is right away. The second, that you're over on an assay with one regel, even if Bal Tachar takes Guri. And Rava has a third Chiddush. V'amar Rava, Kevan She'avro Lav Shlosha Regalim, once you've passed through Regalim and you're in the zone of Bal Tachar, B'chayom V'yom, over Bal Tachar. You can violate Bal Tachar every single day. Wow. Every single day creates a new Isser that you delay to bring the Korban, creates a new Isser of Bal Tachar. So the Gemara asks, Mesi Vei, we have a question, Echad Bechor, Vechad Kala Kadshim, whether it comes to a Bechor or all of other Kadshim, Kevinch Avrolem Shana, below Regalim, below Shana, if a person passes a year without three Regalim, let's say the Behem was born in the middle of the Regal cycle, it's born in such a way that you can pass a whole year without getting through three regalim, or regalim below shana, or three regalim without a full year. It's born like Pesach time, and you go all three over Bal Ta'acher. You can violate Bal Ta'acher. V'hai ma'iti of day. What's the question on Rava from this brisa? I'm Rav Kahana, man de kamosiv, shaper kamosiv. The one who asked the question, no, asks very good. Michti. Tana alave kamahader. Listeni b'chol yom v'yom over Bal Ta'acher. The Tana is discussing the lavim. That it's all going on all the lavim. That if you have a year without regalim, a full regal cycle within a year, you violate Bal Ta'acher. Why doesn't it say that you do it every single day? Listeni, the Brisa should have said, b'chol yom v'yom over Bal Ta'acher. So Rav will answer, no, v'idach, no. Tana l'mikva'e b'lav kamahader. The reason of the purpose of the Tana is to establish the parameters for when you can violate the lav. B'lav yisere lo kamahader. It's not including extra lavim, meaning the additional lavim of every single day Bal Ta'acher. So again, even though Rav thinks, in truth, you violate every single day, but it's not teaching me that the purpose of this brisa is not teaching me that. It's teaching me the parameters of when Bal Ta'acher will apply. Let's go into Rashi. Rashi back on Vav Amid Aleph. So again, the first Chiddush of Rava was that Bal Ta'acher is not three regalim for tzedakah. And what was the havamina? So Rashi, the Maskal Kevan de b'inyana de karbanos ksiva, since Baal Ta'acher is written in the context of karbanos, le Baal Ta'acher over ba'aseh ala karban, you might violate naseh. Sorry. Kevan de b'inyana de karbanos ksiva, since it's written by karbanos, le Baal Ta'acher, you might think that it applies in the same way to tzedakah kamash, when that doesn't. Over ba'aseh, you violate naseh with one regal ala karban, Dichsiv uvasa shama veheveisem, which was the assay on Daf Dalet. And the Gemara asks, Avlad shlovim shehifrish behema miubaris, they were mafrish, a pregnant animal, o ibra l'acharek desh, or became pregnant after it was separated. So they delayed bringing the Vlad, presumably until Sukkot. So I understand if they, the Gemara asked, if they delayed bringing it on Pesach because mechusar's man. Shemalo Avrolav Shmona Yavim. Maybe it wasn't even 8 days old. But Shavuos, why didn't they bring it? So according to the first view of the Gemara, because it was sick. Shehayachole Havlad. And if it was sick, it's not fit for a karban. Vavim Abay is the top Rashi. Kol Hecha Tiktani Pesach. The other view of the Gemara is no. It was Shavuos. And the first view of the Gemara rejects that view because whenever it says Pesach, Deboy Lemisne Basre Shavuos, and it wants to say Shavuos right after, Tani Atzeres Velo Chag. It usually says Atzeres. So then Rava has third Chiddush, the Uvali Baal Ta'acher, every single day. So the Gemara is explaining what are the parameters for this. Shana below Regalim, Lekameh Befarish, a year without Regalim, Lemikvai Belav Kamehader, to set up the parameters of the Lav. Lodiacha, to teach you, Kol Tzide Hatchalas Baal Ta'acher Shabo. All the different Tzidadim, so Kol Tzide Zman Haskalas Baal Ta'acher Shabo. All the different Tzidadim of when Baal Ta'acher can start. So you might think, it's Alavi Yisarek so the Gemara says, Alavi Yisarek Lo Mahadar, but it's not including all the different extra Lavim. Lodiacha Lavim Harav Mishabo. Only teaches us the basic bare bones minimum, the parameters of the lav, not all of the lavin. Okay. Let's go back into the Gemara. Gufa. The Gemara is going to analyze this brisa. What does it mean? A year without regalim, regalim without a year. Echad bechor ve'echad kol hakadshim, whether bechor or all of the kadshim, kevan she'avra lam shana below regalim, once you violate a year without, pass a year without regalim, regalim below shana, or a cycle of regalim without a year, over Baal Ta'acher. Bishlam regalim below shana mishkachas la. I understand very well how you can have a full set of regalim without a year, because let's say you take a neder Arif Pesach, and all the way after Sukkot, it's only half a year. Ela shana below regalim, hechi mishkachas la. I don't understand how you can have a full year without the regalim cycle. A full year includes all the regalim. Hanich leman de islay kisidron mishkachas la. I understand how if you hold like the man de amar, then you need all of them in the right cycle, so you can have a whole year without all of the regalim. Meaning, because according to this Manda Amar, you need to start from Pesach. So if you pass over a year without the regalim in order, so this Deya says that that even again, so the Chiddush would be like this. Even though the Deya that requires all of them in order would usually believe that if they're not in order, so then you can't violate Baal Ta'acher. Again, that's the view of Rabbi Shimon from Daf Dalet and Aleph, that you need to violate all of them with Pesach being the first one. So the Gemara explains, Bishlama Hanich Laman Damar De Isle Kisidron Mishkachasla. I understand if you generally require all the holidays to be in order, you can have a case where you can pass by a whole year without having sufficient holidays to violate Baal Ta'acher, and this Brisa would think that even though generally speaking they require all of them in order, there's a special caveat here that if you pass by a full year, you can still violate Baal Ta'acher. And Rashi explains that this Brisa would accept Rabbi Shimon's position for one halacha and not for the other halacha. They'll accept Rabbi Shimon's position that you generally need to violate them in order, but except they say that if you go through a whole year without all the regalim, so you'll have you can still violate it. You can still violate Bata Acher. But the question is, Alaman Delais Le Kisidron, but if you don't hold of Kisidron, Heichin Mishkachas La, how can you ever violate Bata Acher? If you don't, how can you ever have a case, of a full year without regalim? If you don't require Kisidron anyway, every single year has all of the regalim. So the Gemara explains, no. Bishlam ala Rebbe, I understand for Rebbe, Mishkachas la, you'll have a year of 12 months without three regalim, Bishanamu beres. Let's say you have an extra year, an extra month. Tisanya, the pasuk says with respect to the halacha of Bate Arichoma is if you sell a walled a house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, you can have a year to redeem it. So the question is, and if you pass by that year, you can no longer redeem it. So what are the parameters of that year? So the pasuk says Shana Tzmimo shall be a complete year. Rabbi Omer, Mona Shalosh Meos Veshishim V'Chamisha Yom Kiminin Mosacham. We count 365 days like the solar calendar. So that means 365 days. V'Chacham Omrim, Mona Shemasar Chodesh Miyom Liyom V'Nisabra Shana Nisabra Lo. The Chacham disagree. You count 12 months, and if there's an extra month, there's Ibur Hashana, it's a leap year, they add an extra month, you get that extra 30 days. So there's a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim as to whether or not by Bate Arichom a person has the right to include the extra month, the leap year month, in the count of their year. So according to Rebbe, Rebbe does not agree with the Chachamim, and Rebbe thinks that you don't have the extra 30 days. So now the Gemara is going to make a bit of a complicated cheshbon. Let's just try to follow it together. According to Rebbe, that you don't have the extra 30 days, but that a year is always counted based on the solar calendar, we'll explain how you can have a year's worth of time without three regalim. So the Gemara explains, Mishkachas la l'Rebbe, we can find a case of a year's worth of time without three regalim. What's the case? The ikdisha, you sanctify the korban basar chag ha-matzos after Pesach, meaning in between Pesach and Shavuos. Let's say it's on the 17th of Nisan, and the next year ends up being a shnas ibur in a leap year. Dikimata shilhei adar basra'a, then you get to the end of the next adar, shana malya, you've had a full 365-day year, regalim lo malu, but you didn't get to the second Pesach, you didn't get a full year of regalim. So according to Rebbe, that we don't include the extra month, so you have 365 days, but you don't have a full cycle of regalim, because according to Rebbe, again, the extra month that's included based on the fact that it's a shanamu beres doesn't count for anything. El Rabbanon hechi mishkachas la, but according to the Rabbanon that include the month of the shanamu beres, how do they have a case where you can have a year without regalim? So the Gemara explains, Kidatani Rav Shemaya. Rav Shemaya says, Atzeres Pa'amim Chamisha, Pa'am Shisha, Pa'am Shiva. So Rav Shemaya has a radical view that even though usually we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th and 7th of Nisan, and again, the way Shavuos is celebrated is because it's counted 50 days after the second, from the second day of Pesach. So sometimes it falls on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes the 6th of Sivan, sometimes the 7th of Sivan. How could that be? HaKetzad. Shnehen Malayim. If the months of Nisan and Iyar are Chodesh Malay, that means they have 30 full days. So Chamisha, it'll fall on the 5th of Sivan. Why? Because you have 15 days of Nisan, 30 days of Iyar, and 5 days of Sivan, because Iyar is a full month, 30, Sivan's also a full month. You count 15 days, because that's, again, the 16th of Sivan to the end is 15 plus 30 plus 5 is 50. Shnei and Chaserim, if they're both chaser, again, a chodesh male means the month has 30 days, and a chodesh chaser is the month has 29 days. If they're both chaser, if they both have 29 days, so shiva, you're missing a day from both ER and from Nisan. So we need to get to the 7th of Sivan to get there. Because it's only 14 days from Nisan, 29 days from ER, that's 43. And you need 7 from Sivan. Achon Malei v'achon Chaser Shisha. But if one's a Chodesh Malei and one's a Chodesh Chaser, Nisan's a Chodesh Malei or ER, either way, then it falls on the 6th of Sivan because you have 30 days from one month, you have 14 from another month. Either way you look at it, either 29 and 15, 30 and 14, and you add 6. So according to the Rabbanan, let's say the year ER and Sivan were both Malei, and Shavuos fell out on the 5th of Sivan, and you took a neder the day after Shavuos, on the 6th of Sivan. And in the next year, ER and Sivan were both Chaser, then what would come out? Then Shavuos would come on the 7th of Sivan. So according to Rav Shemaya, that you can have different iterations of when Shavuos can fall out, even according to Rabbanan, you can pass by a full year without actually having three regalim. Again, what would the case be? The case would be, in the first year, Shavuos fell out on the 5th of Sivan, you took a neder the next day to bring your korban, and then in the following year, Shavuos was late that year because both ER and Nisan were chaser, and they needed an extra 2 days, and Shavuos ended up being on the 7th of Sivan, so you actually went through a full year without three regalim. So that's an amazing thing. So let's go through the Rashis. Again, we're going through this brisa, trying to understand how could you have a case where you violate Baal Ta'acher through a full year without three regalim, three regalim without a full year. So three regalim without a full year was easy to find because that's how it always happens. But how could you have a full year without three regalim? So Gemara said it's the last wide line towards the top of the Rashi's. Hanicha leman debay kesidra mishkachas la. I understand if you require all the holidays to be in order for Baal Ta'acher, I can have a year without regalim to Avra Shana, that a year passed by, v'lo Avra regalim kesidron, and they didn't pass through a whole set of regalim. They didn't get them all in order. V'la medcha, and this teaches us again that this view of the Braisa doesn't fully reflect Rabbi Shimon's view. Tekeman to Avra Shana, since a whole year went by, afa pi shelo Avra regalim kesidron, even though they didn't get all the regalim in order, chayav. You're chayav Baal Ta'acher. V'savar la k'Rabbi Shimon b'chada. And this brisa assumes like Rabbi Shimon that generally speaking you need all of them in order and with one respect. U'palag alei b'chada. But with another respect, it argues, this brisa argues in Rabbi Shimon and says that if you don't have all of them in order, then you're not going to have it. Baal Ta'acher. So bishlam ala Rabbi though, but I understand according to Rabbi you can have a full year without three regalim, because he doesn't include the extra month of Ashana Mu'beres, to Amar Chodesh Ha'ibor Eino Min Ashana Chutz Mi Yuralf Yom Sheshnas Chavi Seira Levana. The Chodesh Ibor does not count except for the 11 days that the solar cycle is longer than the lunar cycle. Mishkachas La Bishana Mu'beres. I can have a case where you have a full year without three regalim in Ashana Mu'beres. Why? What's the makor that Rebbe only cares about the solar year? Shana Tmima Ha'amura Bebate Arichoma. That's said by the halach of Bate Arichoma, which again we said is if you sell a house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, then you only have a year to redeem it. That's only when the Beis HaMikdash is still around and they're counting Shemitah and Yovel. Shin Samech Hayam, the 365 days. Va'afilu B'shana Pshuta, even in a regular year that's not Mu'beres, not a leap year. V'af b'shana Mu'beres, even by shana Mu'beres, kevin she'avru gimel meos v'shisha v'chamisha yamim misha machra, once you pass by 365 days, once it's sold, nechlat lo, then it goes away. You can't get it back. But the other day on the Gemara says, no, you get the extra 30 days, miyom liyom, mitesvav b'nisan, l'chamishasar b'nisan, from the 15th of Nisan to the 15th of Nisan. Meaning, imachar b'tesvav b'nisan, if it was sold on the 15th of Nisan, nis'abrala l'mocher. And it was, again, nis'abrala, and it became a shana muberes. So l'mocher goes to the seller, v'akarcho shalokeach, einonachla ad shigia tesvav b'nisan. You have to get back to Tesvav B'Nisan. You can't avoid the fact that the year has had an additional month now. So according to the Chacham, you get the extra month. So according to the Chachamim, but who include the extra month, how could it ever be that you get a full year without three regalim? So the Gemara explains. So according to Rabbi, I understand very clearly, Basar Chag HaMatzos, I'm sorry, according to Rabbi, it makes sense, you took the neder right after Pesach. B'socha Regel, let's say it was on Chol HaMoed. V'ista Amri La'achar Regel, and some say it was after the Yom Tif. V'shili Adar Basra Lav Dafka, Ela Achar Shiyata Adar Ka'amar. It doesn't necessarily mean the language of Shilhi Adar Basra, the end of the second Adar is Lav Dafka. Ela Achar Shiyata Adar Ka'amar means once you've gotten through Adar. The point is that you can get through a full year because the Shnasa Ibur is not count doesn't count for you in terms of allowing you the extra time. So you have 365 days and you got through a full year and you didn't get back to the full set of regalim according to Rabbi, but you'll still violate Bal Ta'acher. But according to Kashana Malya, Gimel Meos V'Shishim V'Chamisha Yom, 365 days. But according to the Chacham, who include the Shnas, the Chodesh Ibur to the Minyan, how you get there. So that's based on this Chiddush of Rav Shemaya that depends on, that Shavuos can fall out on variable days. And what do we mean by that? Sometimes Shavuos is Pa'am Shisha, sometimes on the 6th of Sivan, Shu Shisha B'Sivan Yom HaChamishim L'Omer, the 50th day to the Korban Omer, Shnei Emoleim, if both Nisan and Iyar Chodesh Malei, that means they have a 30-day month, Nisan V'Iyar, Harei Tesvav Yavim Nisan, V'Lamed Iyar, 15 days from Nisan, 30 days from Iyar, Malu Chamishim B'Chamisha B'Sivan, then you have 15 plus 30 is 45, 5 days is the 5th of Sivan, that's 50. But how could it be that sometimes it's the 6th or the 7th? It's the 6th if it's Echa Malev Echad Chaser. Echa Malev Echad Chaser, Mishkachas La Shana below Regalim. You can get a full year without Regalim. Because again, Nisan is on the 6th. Given the fact that Nisan Shavuot sometimes falls on the 6th, the 7th, or the 5th, we'll explain how you can have a full year. Kagon, Shneam Malayim. Let's say 1 year they're both Malay. The Ira Atzeres B'Chamisha B'Sivan. And Atzeres Shavuos falls out on the 5th of Sivan. Because they're both Malay. V'Kdisha L'Machras B'Shisha B'Sivan. The next day you took your Makdish the Behema on the 6th of Sivan. U'Lishana Haba in the following year Hayushnein Chaserin. They're both Chaser. V'Ira Atzeres B'Shiva B'Sivan. And Atzeres fell out on the 7th of Sivan. V'Ashana Malaya B'Yom Shisha B'Sivan. Mishik Disha. And the year falls out on the 6th of Sivan from the time that you were Makdishid. V'Adayin Lo'Avra Atzeres Alav. Because that year, because they were both Chaser, Shavuos was a day later than the year before. Then 2 days later than the year before. And you, again, took the neder on the 6th of Sivan in the previous year, and then the next year, Shavuot's only found on the 7th of Sivan, so you don't have a full year. So that's how, now we've explained how according to Rabbi and the Chachamim, you can have a violation of Baal Ta'acher within a full year without three regalim. Uman Tana de Poligaled Rav Shemaya. Who's the Tana that argues on Rav Shemaya? So to explain, what's the Gemara's question? That so Rashi explains that we're referring to the Tana Kama, who never said it's a case of Shana below Regalim. Because the Braisan Daf Dalid never gave us the impression that we cared about a year without Regalim. We need three full Regalim. So obviously, this day it has to argue on Rav Shemaya and thinks that Shavuos can't fall out in different times of the year. And therefore, and the reason for that is, and it, since that's since sorry, since this view, the Tanakhama argues with Rav Shemaya, he doesn't think you can ever have a mitzias, you can ever have a situation where you have a full year without three regalim. And why, how do we know he argues on this? Because Uman Tana de Palagale de Rav Shemaya, Acherim hi. It's the view of the Acherim. Titania, Acherim Omrim, Ein bin Atzeres la Atzeres, Ein bin Rashana la Rashana el Arba Yam Bilvad. You can only have a 4-day gap between one Shavuos of 1 year and Shavuos of the next year. And you can only have a 4-day gap between Rosh Hashanah of 1 year and Rosh Hashanah of the next year. Why? Because they hold the way the months fall out is every single month is Chodesh Male, Chodesh Chaser, Chodesh Male, Chodesh Chaser. They're always back to back. And Rashi will explain, we'll see the Cheshbon inside, that since they hold every single year is Male Chaser back to back, so if a month, let's say, so then therefore according to this, there 6 months of the year are 30 days, that's 180 days, and 6 months of the year are 29 days, that's 154. So 174, sorry. So every year, the year is 354 days long. And you get, and 354 days comes out to 12 months. And 354 days comes out to 7 weeks. Comes out to 50 weeks with the remainder of 4 days. So that's exactly why they say that every single year you can't have 4 days separating a holiday, because the way it falls out, again, according to this view, the Acherim, you never have a situation where you have 2 months that are Male back-to-back or 2 months that are Chaser back-to-back. It's always Male Chaser, Male Chaser, Male Chaser in repeating intervals. So according to that, you'll always have a year that's 354 days long, 6 months of 6 months of 30 days, again, 180 days, 6 months of 29 days, which is 174, 180 plus 174 is 354, and every year, therefore, we'll have 50 weeks, because 50 times 7 is 350, with 4 remaining days. If that's the case, so the Acherim fundamentally argue you'll never have Nisan and Iyar that are back-to-back, that are Male and Chaser, and therefore, you'll never have a year without three regalim. Vim Haisa Shana Mubaris, and this view continues, that if they have an extra year, so we assume that the Chodesh Ibur is 29 days, so then Chamisha. Why? Because you'll have an extra 4 weeks and an extra day, so therefore, you have 5 remaining days. So you have an extra day with an extra remaining day, because now the year is 54 weeks long and 5 extra days, or 50 weeks plus 4 days, 4 weeks plus 1 day. So therefore, it's going to be a 5-day gap. But al kol panim, the point that comes out from this position, the Gemara is, it's a bit complicated, the Acherim will still say, the argument of Shemaya, fundamentally, that you'll never have a year where you don't have three regalim within the year, because you can never have the scenario where Shavuos falls out in variable times, because 2 years it's Male back to back and 2 years it's Chatzar back to back, because this view always assumes that you can only, it has to be consistent. The cycle must be consistent because of how they understand the count of the months. The year always has 354 days, or plus 29 would be 381 days, but either way, it's either 50 weeks and 4 days, or 54 weeks and 5 days. So therefore, the gap between one Yom Tov of 1 year and the next year is only a 4-day gap or a 5-day gap, because they fall out in the same interval of days of a year from each other. Again, Shavuos is always 354 days after the previous Shavuos. That's how it falls out. So therefore, you're never gonna have that much a different gap. And therefore, it's going to fall 4 days of the week differently than the year before. But it's always the same amount of days, one Yom Tov to the other. So that's exactly what this view is. This view argues on Rav Shemaya. And that's the view of the first Brice on Daf Dalid, that we need three regalim, but we don't really care about a year. And let's explain from Rashi. Mantana, Tiramatma man tana tanakama the low airi bishana below regalim. He never considered a year without regalim. Three regalim is always what he cared about. Because you only have a 4-day gap, eladalyam, meaning kasavri la'olam. This day of always assumes that always, kol chad shehashana, all of the months of the year, echad mali v'echad chaser, one's mali and one's chaser. Ve'in ma'avrin, ve'in ma'chasrin, shum chodesh l'tzorech. And we never either extend a month or diminish a month for any purpose. It's always mali chaser back to back. V'hav yilei shana, shin nindalad yamim. And therefore, a year is 354 days, because you have 6 months that are 30 days, 180. 6 months that are 29, 174, so 354 days. Nimtzeis kol hashana shivuim shleimim. Every year is 50 full weeks, 50 complete weeks. It doesn't say 50, but that's what he means. Chutz midal yamim. So every single year, if 1 year Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday, the next year is going to be on a Thursday, etc. 4 days later. Vein hadochin kviyus hashana mikviyus chaverta. And that's exactly what changes 1 year to the next year, that 4 days are the gap. And if you add on an extra 29 days, it's a 5-day gap. Then an extra month is always a chaser month. It only pushes off the holiday cycle by 1 day, because it's 4 weeks plus an extra day. Okay. Ad kan with that complication, the Gemara. Now we're continuing the Gemara. Bar Rabbi Zeir asked the question, Yoresh, someone who inherits a korban, Mahu b'val ta'acher, what's the din of b'val ta'acher? Ki tidor neder amrachmana, a Yoresh, someone who inherits something, can you violate b'val ta'acher? Ki tidor neder amrachmana, the Torah says if you should take a neder, v'halo nadar, he didn't take a neder. O delma uvasa shama v'vesem shama, v'ha mechayev. Maybe the pasuk says that you have to bring the karbanos, because since the karban is in his rishus, it's in his property, so he's responsible for it. The hamechayev nischayev bal ta'acher. Tashema tetani Rabbi Chiya says meimach from you pratli yoresh. The pasuk says kiderosh yidushan Hashem lokecha meimach. That Hashem will only take it from you. So pratli yoresh, that comes to exclude a yoresh. A yoresh does not have the problem. So the Gemara asks, v'hai me'imach mi'bayalei, we already need imach for something else. Is that like a chicho peya? That teaches us like a chicho and peya from daf hei, that you have gimel regalim for b'al ta'acher by like a chicho peya. So how can the pasuk me'imach teach me that a yoresh's pater is exempt from b'al ta'acher? Don't I need that for leka chicho peya? So the Gemara says, kri be imach, ukri be me imach. You could have said, sometimes it's read imach, and the extra mem is to exclude a yoresh. Imach means Hashem will take it from you, and imach was the word, as we explained on daf hey, in the last shir, that's the psukim by Ani. It has the language of imach, so we don't need the extra mem. So the extra mem teaches me bal ta'acher. Okay. The Gemara also has another question. Bar Rabbi Zeira, isha mahi bal ta'acher. Does a woman violate bal ta'acher? What's the question? Mi amrinan halo mechayva b'ri'ya. Maybe you'll say, but she's not obligated in Re'ia, meaning it's Re'ia is Yira Ekhol Zechorcha, to go Aliyah L'Regel, to appear in Yushalayim, is only for men. So women are not Chayev in that. So therefore she can't be Chayev Bal Ta'acher either. Odoma Ha'isa B'Simcha. But maybe she's Mechayeves in Simchas HaRegel. She's Chayeves in Simchas Yamtif. And she's supposed to enjoy Simcha. And Simcha, on the basic level of Doraisa, is supposed to be done with Karban Shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash. So since to a certain degree she's obligated in certain aspects of Dine Karbanos, she should be obligated to do Aliyah L'Regel as well. Amrei Abaye. So Abaye asks, what's the question? V'tepa kleida isa b'simcha. So since she has a Chiyuv Simcha, so it's obvious.
So umi amar Abaye hachi v'amar Abaye isha ba'ala misamcha. But Abaye thinks that fundamentally a woman is not obligated in simcha. So what do you mean Abaye is saying you should answer the suffix? It's obvious that a woman's chayavis and baltacher from simcha. So Gemara says no. The dvar of the Rabbi Zeir ka'amar, meaning he was only going according to Rabbi Zeir. I mean Abaye was saying this. I generally think the woman is exempt from simcha, but according to you, Rabbi Zeira, that include a woman in simcha, so it's obvious. There's no question that she should be chayavis and bal ta'acher as well. Okay, so let's go over the Rashi's. Rashi the rascal yoresh mal bal ta'acher al neder aviv on the neder that his father took. So kari be imach ume imach. So imach doesn't just teach us leket shichol peya. The extra mem can teach us that a yoresh is exempt. V'darish be tarti. We'd learn two things from that. The imach mashmalei chelko shel ani, that it seems to include the chelek, the portion of the ani, umem yisera lemeute yoresh. The extra mem comes to include yoresh. Mi amrinan halom mechayve b'ri'ia. Do we ever? But what's the question when it comes to whether a woman violates bal ta'acher or not? Do we say, well, she's not chayavis in Ri'iya. She's not chayavis to go to be Ola Regal. The pasuk says, kol zechurcha, all of the males. They came into lo mechayav lo mesach, and since she's not obligated to go up to do Aliyah Regal, lo shayach bazman regalim lo bal ta'acher. So the holiday cycle does not apply for bal ta'acher for her. Oh, Delmar, or perhaps no. Mechayav lo mesach mishim simcha. She's obligated to go up based on simcha. You shall be happy on your Yom Tif. V'amar mar, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha el b'sar shlamim. There's only simcha, bizman beis hamikdash, through eating korbanos. Shenemar, v'zavachta shlamim, v'achalta sham v'samachta. You shall bring shlamim and you shall eat them, then you shall be happy. So isha ba'ala misamcha. So according to Abaye, so again, the Gemara says Abaye answers, it's pashut. You hold that of course it should be that since she's chayavis and simcha, bal ta'achar should apply. So Gemara says, no, but according to you, Abaye, you don't think a woman's obligated in simcha either. Because isha bala misamcha, bibavel, bibidei tzivonin, in bavel with nice clothing, Beretz Yisrael, bibidei pishtan, with colorful clothing, in Eretz Yisrael, bibidei pishtan, mugatzen, with nice iron and linen clothing, hachi isa bikidushin. So Abaye said, no, I was going within Rabbi Zeira, that I really think that a woman is not obligated in simcha either. But according to Rabbi Zeira, a woman is obligated in simcha, so therefore, she should be obligated in bal ta'achar as well. Let's press on a little bit more. Ibailu, the Gemara asked a question. How do we count the years of a bechor? So, the 12 months. You're supposed to give it, you're supposed to sacrifice it within 12 months. Abaye Omer, Misha Shenolad. Abaye says 12 months from when it's born. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omer, Misha Shenira Lahartza. From 12 months from when it's appropriate to be brought as a korban. From 8 days from when it's born. Velo Pligi, Ha Bitam. That only applies, they don't argue at all. One case is a case where it's a Bechor Tam, where it doesn't have a mum, and it's going to go on the Mizbeach. Turn the page quickly to Zion and Aleph. Ha, b'bal mum. The other case is a bal mum, meaning it's not Roi Lakrava anyway. So what's the Gemara's question? Basically like this. If it's a Bechor Tam, and it's going to go on the Mizbeach, so you count from 8 days from when it can, you count its full year from when it's Shaykh to go on the Mizbeach, from 8 days in. But if it's a bal mum, so you should count 12 months from when it's first born. So the Gemara asks, Bal mum mimati achale? You're not allowed to, if it's born as a bal mum, you're not allowed to eat it right away at all? Maybe, you have to assume that maybe it's going to be a nathal. Maybe the baby is going to die. Maybe the bechor is going to die. So you can never count 12 months from when it's born. It still always needs 8 days. So what's the question is like this: that in order to shecht a bechor, we have to assume that it's a viable animal. And to assume that it's a viable animal, you have to say that
it's going to live. So you have to wait at least 8 days to see if it's going to live. So even if it has a baal mum right away, you can't shecht it right away. So it's not right to be shechted right away. They should count 12 months from then, because you have to see if it's going to be a viable animal. So Gemara says, the kim le bay shekolu chadashav. That means we know that it came from a full pregnancy. So therefore, Chazal have a tradition that if an animal comes, or a human being comes, from a full pregnancy, we don't assume that's going to die. We don't assume that's a nafel, it's going to chas v'shalom die early. So therefore, it's really raw, it's really fit to be shechted within the first day of its birth. So you count 12 months from the first day of its birth. So again, depending on what the situation is, if the bechor is a tam, if it's raw to be brought in the mizbeach, it can be counted 12 months from then. And if it's a baal mum, if it's not right to be brought in the mizbeach, it can be counted 12 days from the day it's born, and not from 8 days after. Let's go back to Vav and the Beis. The last Rashi on the page, Habitam, Tekoi Lahartza'a, that's going to be used as a korban, Mishanira Lahartza'a, once it's fit to be brought as a korban. But baal mum, the top of Zion and Aleph, Shenolad b'mumah, it's born literally with a mum, the omid lishachit b'chutz, and you're going to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, miyom shenolad hu roi lekach, from the day that it's born, it's really fit for hakrava. Umonin lo mishenolad, we should count it from then. Umimatzi achaleb, you can't eat it right away. Biyom shenolad, on the day that it's born. Doma nefel hu, maybe it's a nefel. Vein shkita mitaraso, and the shkita can't permit it ba'achila, ad shiyisha shmona yamim, until it stays around for 8 days. Teshuv nafak le michlal nefel, because once it's been around for 8 days, it's no longer considered to be a nefel. The sanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol sheshash shloshim yom ba'adam eino nefel. 30 days for a human being is not a nefel. Behema shmona yom, 8 days for a behema. So we know with kalalo chadashav. So since, and the Rashi doesn't explain this, but like we said before, because since we know at a full term pregnancy, so we're not going to assume that's a nefel. We'll stop here.